Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Real quickly, as we are on a Wednesday, I can't believe we're already at Wednesday. Got to love Monday Night Football, am I right?
I tell you what, man, it makes the week move. It gets you excited. It gets that juice going for the Bills game a lot sooner. I feel like it's time, right? Like, the Monday night game was good, I think, this week for us.
Yeah, wasn't the greatest game to watch, but it did expedite the week.
Yes.
Because Friday is Halloween.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Better believe it. I'm loving it. Well, hello, everybody. Happy Wednesday.
So that audio leads us to our Fesco and Dusty fan poll question of the week. Since it is Halloween on Friday, and you got to think, you know, you get your candy ready. I don't know if you've already bought it yet. You're probably at slim pickings at this point since it's been out since August.
It has. Yeah.
180 votes have been placed already this morning. We asked, what's the best candy bar? Snickers, Reese's, Twix, Butterfinger. Did you guys vote?
I did not vote yet.
I have not voted yet.
Okay. If you did, where would you go?
Reese's.
Okay.
Reese's, yeah.
I went Twix.
Okay. Reese's winning?
It is. 40%.
Do you go left Twix or right Twix?
Depends on the day.
Yeah, it really does.
If I'm stressed, it's the right one. If I'm not stressed, I just take both of them and eat them at the same time.
Because the left does taste a little bit better than the right usually.
Sometimes, but sometimes the right slaps. Snickers, 35%. Reese's, 40%. Twix, 15%, and Butterfinger, 10%.
Damn,
Butterfinger. Yeah, the Butterfinger, I'm not surprised that's last.
Really?
Damn. Remember the Butterfinger BBs?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
No. They were just little ball Butterfingers.
Oh, put them on top of your ice cream. They were great.
Oh, yeah, they were fantastic.
But I will say this, you know, I'm not the Butterfinger's bad, but of those three, you got Twix, which is fantastic.
I mean, when
they get the mini ones, I do like to find a left and a right and have one of each just so nice. I'm, you know, I got one of each because I need two. Snickers are obviously really good. Reese's are really good. Butterfinger's really good too. But of those four, I think that is the clear fourth one.
I'm probably going to guess you don't have a lot of trick or treaters in your neighborhood.
We don't know.
Okay,
yeah,
but
we
if
don't.
You did, do I know the answer? Who's passing out the candy?
It would be me, probably.
Oh, it would be. Yeah. Okay, I figured it'd be Jen.
No,
I don't know why I had pegged him as the candy hander outer, but.
I mean, we just have, it's like a bunch of retired people in our neighborhood.
Yeah, so, but you say if there were children.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you have
big time?
Really? Yeah.
Not a lot, but I get what you call like the early rush.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I get right around 7 to about 7:40 because I have a huge strategy. I get two big bags at like Hy-Vee or Costco, whatever the big bags of candy are, throw them in the bowl, put it on the TV tray right by the front door, keep the door cracked, light on. Knock knock, trick or treat. Okay, two huge handfuls.
And then you get rid of
that.
Yeah,
because I don't know what I'm gonna get after 7:30, and the hell I'm gonna leave that candy in the
right.
house because I'll look like Ben Stiller at the end of Dodgeball.
Well, and that's what I was gonna get to. I'm glad you brought that up because you know Friday technically starts eating season. You know,
oh yeah,
you got Halloween, and then as soon as you turn the page and wake up on Saturday, it's November, Mac, and then the year's over. I mean, and here we are in a sprint to the finish right now. And we are. We're at a sprint. Mm-hmm. Like, the year's done for everybody.
Half
you know?
The NFL's done.
I know. Half the NFL season is over already. Yeah. I can't believe that. It feels like it just started yesterday, but it did start a long time ago. And so here we are now. We're at the beginning of eating season. We're at the end of the year. Everything is just going to go in rapid formation. Nobody's going to work, you know, for the last 2 months. Everybody's got the holiday parties and all that kind of stuff going up. We'll see you in 10 pounds.
Does every year just go faster?
Yes.
The okay. older you get?
The older you get, absolutely.
And then the last couple of years for me have been like, whoa.
Once you get married, and then you have the kids, and then you realize how fast it goes. And then it's over before you know it. I mean,
how's high school, Billy?
Then you're flying to Colorado to get a hamburger just to buy time with your children. You know,
yeah.
Like, I mean, that's kind of the way it goes, you know?
Oh, man.
Does every year get faster? Yes, son, it does.
That's what I'm just like,
this
damn.
Reminds me of like Lion King all of a sudden. Like, I'm sitting up there and you're the, you know, does this always happen, Dad? Yes, every year goes faster than the one before. I remember my parents telling me that too. Like, man, wait till you get older, how fast time goes. Boy, does it.
Yeah, you've always heard it. It's really hit me these past couple years. I'm like, damn.
I'm working with a geriatric here.
Getting married in less than a year and then kids come after them. It's just
you don't,
all it
you don't
crazy.
Need to race to that either.
Gosh,
though.
I'm not. I'm okay. just saying it's just life is
yeah,
crazy.
No, it is. I mean, we raced because Jen was elderly at the time, and so we needed to move this thing in the right direction.
Oh, no, we want to wait 5, 6, 7 years. So.
Well, that put
five, right? 33?
How old are you guys? 33?
So yeah. 5 years would be like 32, 33.
But also remember, you don't want to be the grandpa that everybody thinks when you're taking your kid to kindergarten too, you know? But there is that happy medium. I mean, you guys have been together a while. Jen and I started dating in 06. We got engaged in 07, married in 08, had the first kid in 09.
Oh, yeah.
That's crazy.
But again, she was elderly. You're not.
Mm-hmm.
So do you do you? And if anybody asks, when are the kids coming? None of your business.
Yeah. Dang. Figure it out.
Feel free to give your address, 816. Upping my game this year, bought 5 boxes of full-size candy bars from Costco yesterday.
Nice.
Hell yeah.
What part of Mission Hills are you in? The 50s or the 60s?
We used to go to Neil Smith's house back in the day in Blue Springs.
Yeah.
He lived in a subdivision over there. And we'd always, at the end of the night of our neighborhood, be like, Dad, we go over to, you know, Indian Hills and get dropped off where Neil's house? Because he had a big, I think it was like a big 90 lit up on his roof.
Cool.
So it was very easy to find him where he lived. And it was always full-size candy bar and an autograph card.
That's neat. Whoa. I love that. That's another guy who deserves the Hall of Fame right now, too. We talked about Priest yesterday. Neil Smith deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. I actually talked to to Vahe about it a couple weeks ago about getting Neil Smith into the Hall of Fame. He goes, do you know how many people are out there right now that think Neil should get in and how many people out there right now think other people should get in as well? There's a list out there of these people. You look at Neil's numbers. I mean, he dominated, man. He dominated. He's a Hall of Famer. Him and Priest Holmes need to get in the Hall of Fame.
Somebody says that Bob is Mufasa. Mac is Simba, mm-hmm. and Dusty is Rafiki.
That's great. Hum banana, squish banana.
That's pretty much the truth.
That's awesome. Yeah,
Simba.
I'll
take it.
Simba, then, let me tell you about life.
Yeah, Bob takes you to the top of the Odyssey building. Everything the light touches is Oz.
Right. Including that tree that's growing on the roof of the Odyssey entrance. Exactly.
That spot over there at 119th and whatever is, well, Nol. You don't want to go there.
Yeah, that spot at 119th and Nol is going to be very active here very, very soon. After the elections, they'll make the announcement and we'll move forward. Mm-hmm. And we'll break ground on a new stadium.
And we know where Scar lives. Anyways, the intentional walk. No. That's where Rafiki lives. I got a blue ass. We all know Rafiki. He's just a stoner.
The lies,
Simba, it is him. Anyways, so Spec walks into the production meeting yesterday, and he goes, I'm so tired of this intentional walk BS. I watched the World Series to watch Ohtani. It should be against baseball rules to intentionally be able to walk somebody with open bases. Boy, you talk about time going fast. He turned 65 real quick.
I hate the pitch clock. I hate the DH in the National
it's
League.
It's getting late.
Yeah, exactly.
I said, what the hell, Spec? That's a strategy.
Josh and I would sit here for years ago. Why does anybody pitch to Bonds? Like, why are you that stupid? I dot him every
Showalter
time.
Showalter walked the bases loaded because Bonds was up.
Right. I mean, we talk about it in the NFL all the time. We did last segment. James Cook's not beating us this week. We got to stop James Cook. Well, it applies to baseball, too. Steve's like, well, it's the only place where you can truly take an offensive player out of the game. I'm like, well, that's the strategy of the game. I don't hate that. That's the right thing to do. I mean, you know, the manager of the Blue Jays goes, he ain't beating us again. Hey, we're just not doing that anymore. And, you know, it worked. It was a great strategy. It's the right strategy to do. And I think that, you know, having the intentional walk in there, obviously you're taking that batter out of the game, but you're also sacrificing a base at the same time. It's not like you're getting a freebie in that situation. You're still putting that guy on base. So there's still the risk and the reward for both parties involved.
Yeah. I just, because like we try to like think about like a comp in football, and I don't know if there is one.
Well, it's like what we say, James Cook, you're being taken out of the game. Or, you know, have we heard from Trent McDuffie this year? No, because he's taken that receiver out of the game the entire time. We do it in every sport.
Because I would think that the intentional walk in basketball, we've seen a couple of times. Hack a Shaq.
Yeah.
That's essentially an intentional walk. Yeah. Like, the hell you are, we're going to put you on. And I think that's why like Ohtani is so dynamic, because he can just steal. So it's like you can walk him with the bases empty, but he's probably going to steal second. And now you have a man in scoring position with nobody out.
Right.
Because I thought the other night when they walked him and Mookie Betts to load the bases, that situation seems like totally fair, because you think about where the pressure goes to that guy holding the baseball. You have to now be perfect. Mm-hmm. There is no room to put somebody on. Right. There is no room for this guy who is Freddie Freeman, to slice the gap or put one over the fence. Game's over. Didn't do it. Came up, you know, obviously the pitcher won that battle. Then the 18th, Freddie hits the home run. But, man, I think that's part of, like, what we have in sports. Like, we have those options because they make the game better. Mm-hmm. And I think that when you have somebody that is as dynamic as – a Shohei Ohtani, like, it's frustrating when it happens to you, but you also understand it when you do it to somebody else. Like Bobby Witt Jr. coming up in the ninth, nobody on base. You know for a fact they're not pitching to him.
But you know what? I wouldn't walk Bobby either, because he's stealing second. You just lost the game if you do that.
Pick your poison, and there's a lot of poisons in the lab. And that's the good thing, because not only that.
But the math would say you just pitch to the guy, because a Hall of Famer fails 70% of the time. Correct. And most of these guys aren't Hall of Famers.
And not only that, but you're also lighting a fire in somebody who says, oh, they're walking him to get to me.
That's right.
No, we're just walking him because he's that good. No. Yeah. Then pitch to him. Yeah. Well, we'd rather pitch to you. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So it is interesting. I can't believe he was so upset about that rule.
I know. It was crazy. He was mad. Yeah, he really was. Like, I understand from a fan perspective, you're paying the money, you want to see Ohtani. But if you're going to those games and you're a Dodger fan, you really want your team to win.
Yeah, good point from the text line. If you never want to kick to like Devin Hester or Tyreek Hill or punt, you just kick the ball off out of bounds or something. Yeah. That's like the only similarity. It's like the intentional walk. Right. Like, yeah,
you know, the hack of Shaq's a good one. Like, if you box in a player in the NHL, surround him with two guys so he can't get his shot off. You know, the teams do this all the time. They eliminate players from games.
Beat up text. Damn.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Specs gotten old. Next, he'll be wanting to tell us about diabetes. We'll stop there.
BBL stinky. Good morning. I'm Steven Spector, and I'm here to tell you about diabetes.
Right. Would you rather watch guys intentionally walk or tear down Amazon boxes? Ask Steven Spector.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speed Test Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.